Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by
Todd Stride
and Winston Smith.
Thank you for joining us this week, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
This week we're going to talk about seasonal affective disorder, and we have a question that goes like this. How do you think biblically about seasonal affective disorder as a potential cause of depression?
Well, I just need to confess right off the top. I'm not an expert in seasonal affective disorder, but my starting point, as I think biblically about that, is I'm open to the understanding that there are many aspects of us as people that can powerfully shape us. I'm open to the idea that, yeah, there are certain times of the year, whether it's due to sunlight or something else, that I might be more prone to feeling depression. Just like I understand that, you know, a lack of sleep can make me more prone to depression, or physical pain, first of all, I think when we think biblically about people, we understand that they're complex, and there are all kinds of things that can impinge upon us. So I'm willing to learn more about how even the time of year could be one of those factors.
Mm. Yeah, and I'll come at it from maybe the counseling room situation, as Winston is stating, our presuppositions are going to be that people are complex and this is a broken world. And as we have people in the counseling room, or you know of friends and you're caring for them, I think it's just good to not make any assumptions. It's just to help them do the hard work of thinking through what they're feeling and what that means. And for all we know, it could have something to do with hard events that have happened during the holidays when they were a kid, and its memory has just sort of always been a piece of their lives, and they've maybe never been able to really tap into that. It could be a possibility, and so therefore that leads us just to help them walk through it, as opposed to knowing what it's all about and how it all figures out. We just want to be there to love them, to ask good questions, and to help bring the word to bear upon what it means for a person to suffer. As Winston said in some previous podcasts, God desires us and encourages us to cry out to him in the midst of pain and despair, to lift our complaints to him. Mm. So that's going to be part of the process too, is to bring God into the midst of the seasonal depression. And regardless of why it's happening, we know for sure that God does want to do relationship. He does want to hear, and he does offer comfort and promises.
Mm. Well, I think understanding that we are complex people, that there are many facets to personhood, many aspects to it. On the one hand, that means we're open to exploring the many different varieties of influence. That also means we're going to be very careful not to be reductionistic. And I think we need to be careful not to fall in love with single factor theories. Mm. So I'm open to the influence of the seasons, but I'm never going to be satisfied with thinking about that as the single most important factor. Mm. So I'm more inclined to say, okay, well, maybe more sunlight would help. But I'm also going to be thinking there are all kinds of things that happen during the winter that could be factors. I spend more time indoors. Maybe I'm less physically active in general. Maybe I spend more time alone. And then there's the unhappy element of holidays where I start thinking about family events and dealing with painful family relationships. There are all kinds of things that happen to go along with winter.
Mm-hmm.
That can be pretty powerful factors as well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're never going to lose sight of the fact that, and Todd's getting at this too, we're always living before the face of God.
Mm-hmm.
And how is my relationship with God shaping the way that I think about all of those factors, mm-hmm. and how I respond to them? That's, mm-hmm. you know, as we think biblically, that's always going to be the most important ingredient.
Yeah. Yeah, I think about lifting my face up to the sun in the spring when that first warm day comes, and you know, you walk out your door and you lift your face up to the sun, and you think, wow, this feels great.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of the winter, we can still lift our face up to the Son of God. And I don't say that in a trite way, but it's a sense of, even in the midst of the darker days, the more indoor days, we do have a sun that blazes brighter than the star of our solar system,
mm-hmm.
who is our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.